A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Monday, everybody. Hey, by the way, I want to get into a little bit of spring ball here coming up here in a bit. Utah State starts today. Utah, I believe, starts tomorrow. BYU a week into camp as well. But how about this? As we remember, we said last week that if your kid is playing football, don't have him be a running back. Because
yeah.
The life cycle of a running back is next to nil in the NFL. If you want a kid that's going to be in the NFL, you either want him to be a quarterback, offensive tackle, maybe edge rush, D-end.
Mm-hmm.
Remember our buddy Laramie Tunsil?
Sure.
Is now the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history.
Gas mask Tunsil?
Yep. Signed a 3-year, $75 million extension. 50 of it fully guaranteed with a $30 million signing bonus.
I didn't realize that he was that high ranking.
I didn't either. Houston Texans, lock him down. So, and again, not in terms of the full amount of the contract, but the per year sets him. Trent Williams has been making $23 million per year. He signed an extension for $136, $38 million. So he, for the overall amount of the contract is still the highest paid, but in terms of per year, it now falls with Laramie Tunsil.
Dang.
There's a lot of gas masks you can buy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. $50 million guaranteed.
And a lot of things to put in that mask.
Yes.
With that type of money. That's a lot of money.
That's what I'm saying. NFL guys don't care. GMs, they don't care about weed.
Nope.
They don't. They say they do, and the NFL says they do, but they don't.
But don't be in states where it's illegal and get nailed with it.
Yes.
They just don't want you getting popped illegally with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which just happened in Florida to a big-time college kid. Just got arrested.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Got arrested in Florida for it, and I think he's an Alabama kid. Bad deal for him. In fact, I think it might be in Good, Bad, and Ugly, if I remember right. Might have it in there today.
All right. So, spring ball, we are now about ready to kick off all the schools. Utah State will be underway today. As we mentioned, Utah tomorrow. BYU's been underway for a bit. And I know that certainly there's a lot of big storylines coming in, especially with BYU as well.
A lot going on with BYU. And I'm really excited for Utah spring ball to kick off, Scotty. There's some things that I'll be looking at. So I'm looking at their spring roster right now. They've got Spencer Fano listed on there. True freshman. Going to be participating in spring ball, it looks like. Just checking to see. I've got to imagine that Logan's going to be on that. Let's see. I don't see Logan listed. But Logan Fano was the transfer. Oh, Logan Fano is listed.
There you go.
So both the Fano boys, it looks like, will be participating in spring ball. I think that's going to be great. How about this one? And Lloyd, you mentioned one, and we'll get to that here in a second, but a storyline that kind of bums me out. But how about this? I saw Miki Sugihara, who was a defensive end.
Yeah.
They've got him listed as tight end now.
That's also another element of spring ball that's kind of fun, because there's been a lot of things and a lot of conversations going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And you're like, and you don't really catch wind of it until spring ball rolls around and they release the roster, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Did not see that coming.
Yeah, I'm just looking at what he did for 2022, because he was really good. Remember, coming off the edge, did a lot of good things for Utah. He had 9 starts at defensive end. He ended up with 15 tackles, a couple sacks, some TFLs, a bunch of quarterback hurries. He had the game-sealing sack in the Pac-12 championship. That's where his name became really big. Game-sealing sack in the Pac-12 championship against USC. He had 4 tackles against Florida. And now, ladies and gentlemen, he is currently listed as a tight end. One of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 tight ends in spring ball, including Brant Keithy, who will not be participating, I'm sure, and Thomas Yasmin. That tight end room, everybody wants to be in that tight end room right now, including every other tight end across the state, including most tight ends in the country, because they see how those tight ends are used, and Dalton Kincaid's about to get a payday.
Yeah, Dalton Kincaid's going to get a big payday, and it's deserved, and it still cracks me up how the role of the tight end has just done a complete 180 over the last 6 or 7 years, whereas there were great tight ends. Like, I would love to see Jake Murphy in this system. I would love to see Wesley Tonga in this system at the University of Utah.
Oh, man, yeah.
You know, you have those two tight ends?
Yeah.
It's incredible. But yet, the old system, they just – and every year we hear Kyle Whittingham say, yeah, no, we've got to get these guys involved. And it just never happened. And it just kind of felt like that position was where you went to die at the University of Utah. And now it's not only being used, but it's now being used at such a high, incredible level that these guys – I mean, you may have a first-round pick now at that position.
Yeah, very minimum a second round possibility of a first round in Dalton Kincaid. And all of that because Brant Keithy got injured.
Yes.
It would not have happened. Kincaid would not have got his shot unless Brant Keithy was off the field. And I'm talking about a shot where he was targeted 18 times in a game.
Yeah.
And ended up with whatever it was, 12 or 16 receptions. I can't remember. You remember the
USC game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many receptions. I think he was just coming off an injury. So he's showing his toughness, and he got that shot because Brant Keithy went down. Well, Brant Keithy is now going to be a redshirt senior back for his final year. Thomas Yasmin is a senior as well. And there were a lot of people that thought Yasmin was going to jump ship and go see what he could do it in the NFL, because he's got some rugby mileage on him, and now he's got some football mileage on him. And he showed in just the brief time we got to see him, he's got insane hands, tough to bring down, hard-nosed blocker, one of the better blockers at the tight end position that they had. I think he was a better blocker than Kincaid or Keithy. But now you move Miki Sugiharaga, who's an incredible athlete. He's 6'4", about 255 pounds. And I don't know why. I have not talked to anybody. In fact, I just sent a couple texts out because I'm curious to know why they moved Miki off that defensive end, because I thought he was going to be a very stabilizing rushing force off the edge for the University of Utah this year. But looks like they're going to try to make the position move with him. I was really bummed to hear what Lloyd had to say. Lloyd, when did you hear that this player was entering into the portal? Because this was news to me today.
Yeah, I had heard it just kind of over the weekend, and it came later last week. Apparently, he announced that he'll be entering as a grad transfer. Clayton Isbell, from the safety from Utah, who played 1 year, transferred to Utah from Illinois State, I want to say. But he's even tweeting out that he's got offers from Coastal Carolina and Georgia Tech. So, yeah, that's an interesting one.
Bombs me out, man. Because remember, Isbell was used in every different formation you could imagine. He was outside linebacker.
Doesn't feel like that's a player that Utah you know, going into spring, the Kyle Whittingham sits down and says, hey, appreciate everything you did, but we've got players that are going to steal your playing time. And so if you want to go somewhere, let's try to find a home for you. That's not the case
here. Not a chance.
Which is why, you know, you start listing schools there and Coastal Carolina and Georgia Tech, and no disrespect to those two schools, but it doesn't quite hold the same level that University of Utah is at right now.
No, I'm really...
Especially not at the position he plays.
Exactly, with the ability to put you in the pros.
You know what's interesting, though, guys? And, Scotty, you would know this as well as anybody. There are a lot of football players. There's a lot of athletes that we as observers will look at and think, oh, that guy's the real deal. And then you'll go talk to a coach, and you'll be like, hey, tell me about this guy. He's a bum.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens, doesn't it?
Happens a lot.
It happens a lot.
And frankly, never really knew about it much until we started doing the 60 and 60.
Yeah.
When we start having conversations. And that's
where it happens a lot.
And that's why we enjoy doing this, is because we learn a lot more about these rosters.
There are guys that Scotty and I'll see, and Lloyd will see, and we'll think, this guy's got it. And then I'll talk to one of the coaches, the position coach of the guy, and he'll be like, yeah, he did this, this, and this, but this is why that all happened. This happened because this, this, and this. But that guy's a bum. He didn't show out in the off season. We asked him to take 20 pounds off. He didn't take the 20 pounds off. He got into an argument with our strength and conditioning coach, saying that he was there, and then he didn't show up for training sessions. We're trying to get this ankle better, or trying to get this calf better, and he wouldn't show up. And in your mind, you're thinking, this guy's a dog, but these coaches have a completely different perspective. So I've put a couple of texts out there. I'll see if I get anything back. But that actually bummed me out, because Isbell was a beast. But you are looking at that defensive backfield. You got your Travis Broughton's back, Scotty. You got Fabian Marks back, Kane Savage, Zamiah Vaughn's back. So you still have some good talent. You're losing Clark Phillips, obviously.
Yeah.
Our fingers are crossed that a young Snowden can come in and replace some of that production. I don't like to put that pressure on him,
though. I don't either. But, okay, so how about we say it this way? No expectations, but the opportunities will be there for him.
He's going to have the opportunities in fall camp.
Because there's a lot of guys show up as a freshman, and it just takes a minute for it to click.
Yep. And from what I understand, and I hope I'm not speaking out of turn on Smith Snowden, he wanted to stay in high school and compete in the track and field.
Yeah.
Because he wants to break some records. And he sees records right there, and I think he believes he can get them, so he's going to go try to get those records. And I would do the same if I could. Set some state records. I can show up in the fall camp, and I'm going to get what I need to get. And I can get a lot of the stuff I need in this moment anyways. I can get a lot of my install going before I even show up.
There's no way that – and I know that it's apples and oranges in terms of seasons a little bit, but had Lavelle Edwards called you up and said, Hans, I need you to graduate early and get down to BYU in the spring, and you're like, well, you know, I got wrestling season, and he's like, no, I need you down here right now. You're like, no, I'm going to wrestle.
Oh, I was going to wrestle.
Yeah.
Now, if he said, do you remember what we talked about with the name, image, and likeness money? Yeah, that starts tomorrow if you're here. Oh, okay. I might have. No, but I was going to stay and wrestle for sure, man, for sure.
Yeah.
And Smith has already done impressive things in track. He just wants to break records.
Yeah, and good for him.
He wants to set records. So I hope he can go do that.
Yeah, that was the one time, the only moment in that where he came on our show and announced where he was going to go and made the commitment, that there was any kind of discord because mom wanted him to stay and dad wanted him to get up there on the hill.
Yeah.
I kind of felt bad about that. I threw that question out there. I thought it was just a kind of a benign question. And
I felt like you were trying to divide the family.
I
thought it was hurtful.
That was not intentional on my part, but it certainly
but it did
kind of went that direction.
So what we're looking at for defensive ends at the University of Utah, some good names and some guys that are familiar. Van Fillinger is back. Connor O'Toole. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of Connor O'Toole off the edge.
Yeah.
And he was okay. He was okay. I think he's better at extending to take on different zone read options. I think he's really good at holding contain. I don't remember how good he is at actually rushing the passer. Do you remember him being an exceptional pass rusher?
Not to my memory, no.
I do remember him doing incredible things on push and contain. But you're going to need to find a little bit of pass rush. They got Jonah Ellis, Logan Fano, who's transferred out of BYU, who last spring ball, this time last year before his injury, was working in as a starter on the OE. So Logan Fano's very good, and I'm sure he's going to make a push there. Gavin Nwahini is out there at the edge. So that's kind of your ends. That's why I'm a little bit surprised that they moved Miki to the tight end position.
Where there's 13 or 12 other tight ends.
Yeah. Yeah, and in turn, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You've got 8 defensive ends listed for spring.
Huh.
Your defensive tackle position is going to be awesome. It'll be Samote Pepa and Junior Tafuna.
Yeah, you're fine there.
Oh, boy. You're licking your chops. If you got those two on the interior, you're licking your chops. And there's some guys that are going to compete for it. Aliki Vaiamihi is going to be in there pushing for it. He's a big dude, great first step. Tavita Fotu is going to be another good one. So they're loaded there. Linebackers look solid. Got Lander Barton back. Now a year under his belt, so yeah. Lander should be a absolute rock of a player. At least that's what you'd hope.
Got the experience.
So you got Karini Reed and Lander Barton back. You hear the names that I'm rolling through on the defense. They're not lacking leadership and ability.
And they're dudes that have gotten experience, too. Like Lander, he cut his teeth last year.
Yeah.
Should be better off for it.
Their offensive line definitely took a shot with Paul Miley leaving.
Yeah.
And I guess that was a surprise to a lot of people there. I'm sure was a surprise. But you've got Laumea, who I think is going to be your best offensive lineman returning. You lose Braden Daniels. I actually think Braden Daniels is a possible draft pick. So you lose a possible draft pick. But you got Mokofisi, Moyai. You've still got Laumea. You've got some good talent returning at that offensive line. Keaton Bills is back. It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Some good talent at offensive line.
Yeah.
I think things look good for the University
of
Utah.
The question is, to me, it's all going to come back in quarterback play. And that's, look, any successful team is going to have good quarterback play. And how healthy is Cam Rising going to be? I mean, that's a million-dollar question. If he's healthy, then they've got a chance to be right there in the thick of things in the Pac-12 again. Have a chance to go to another Rose Bowl. If he's not healthy, then everything's on the table at this point, especially with the amount of quarterbacks that are back this year in the Pac-12, because that conference is loaded at quarterback.
6 quarterbacks on the spring roster right now.
All right, we're live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. Rich is hanging out with us once again. And, you know, Rich, I know that a lot of people have been reading stuff about used car inventory and is there any available out there? Well, you have over 250 vehicles right here on the lot ready to go as far as used and a lot of great ones. I mean, if people are looking for a Tesla, you've got those as well.
I got them all. I got Teslas, the GTRs. I've got 6 different types of brands of EVs here. That's what they call now the electric vehicle, and some hybrids. And not only that, but I have Rs, the Aria and the Leaf.
Yeah,
they're both here new, and I have used on those as well. So yeah, with 250 used cars, I got more than enough to look at. Lots of people like to go shopping.
Yeah,
But they don't want to go to a bunch of different dealerships. So we keep enough here where they just do the shopping right here.
You don't need to go anywhere else.
You don't need to go anywhere
else. And plus, who else is going to give you a forever warranty, too?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to do that. So whatever you want to buy, I'm going to give you the warranty that lasts forever on the engine and transmission for you. It's a powertrain warranty. It's unbelievable. You buy a new car from any of the manufacturers, they usually cover you for 60,000 miles. Mine's forever.
Yeah.
It just beats them all. You'll still get the warranty from Nissan, but then I'm going to beat that I'm going to double down and triple down. Why don't I quadruple down on it, depending on how long you want to keep that car? Okay?
What's incredible is how fast you can put 60,000 miles on a car, too. You get out of that warranty fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had somebody in here. They had the car for 2 years, and it's got like 45,000 miles on it.
That sounds about right, actually, for me.
Is that right?
Yeah. I put on a good...
You're 20,000 plus?
25,000 miles a year.
Yeah. It's just part of the deal now. I mean, the cars go so fast.
In 2.5 years, you're out of your 60,000 mile warranty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, but you got the forever warranty. You don't even have to worry about it.
No, and that's why I love getting vehicles.
And you know what's beautiful? Now, some for a lot of our clients, they like to lease the vehicles, get more miles on that lease, and turn that in every 2 years, every 3 years. That's a lot of our clients do that, too. But it doesn't matter which way the Zone listeners want to go, whether you want to buy it or you lease it or you rent it or whatever you want to do, we can help you.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, maybe they're dealing with some credit issues or they're like, hey, I'm switching jobs. Can I push my payment back a little bit? I mean, you're willing to work with anybody.
That's correct. And, you know, especially for that client that's rebuilding their credit, there's a certain type of car that the bank likes that you're going to like. And I keep a beautiful selection of 4, 5, 10 vehicles just for that client alone. Where they can come in and look at, oh, is this car going to be reliable, Rich? You bet it is. It's been through my shop. I have 37 bays in the back. I have 25 technicians that are certified by the certification group.
Yeah.
So, you know, we go through the cars. They look beautiful. They sound beautiful. This is the place to come and take a look at some cars and get a fantastic deal on them. And if you're in the market for a new one, I just can't stress enough the discounts that are going on right now. Just come down and pick something out.
4528 South State Street is Tim Daly Nissan in Murray. Rich and his crew ready to help you out. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Time to welcome in Ken Pomeroy, owner of KenPom.com. Everyone's bracket is in shambles. 2-1 seeds are out. 2-2 seeds are out. 3 and 2 4s. How much of this did you see coming? How much did KenPom.com see all this in advance? And how much of it are you totally stunned by?
Well, the particulars I did not see coming. But the general idea of a lot of upsets occurring itself isn't too shocking. When I looked at my ratings heading into the tournament, the very top team is Houston, and their rating was worse than every prior top team except two in the 25 years of data that I have. So top of college basketball was clearly weaker than usual, and these top teams were more vulnerable than ever, and picking out which top teams are going to go down was the dicey part and the reason that everybody's brackets are actually in shambles.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
It is the good, the bad, the ugly right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, brought to you by Zero Res. Get those 3 rooms of carpet clean the no residue way for just $89.95. Call 801-288-9376 or schedule online at ZeroResSaltLake.com or ZeroResDavisWeaver.com.
Well, the good is actually a multi-good. We've got two basketball teams that are carrying the tournament weight around this state right now.
Yep.
One in the NIT, the other in the NCAA tournament. Start with the NIT. Utah Valley runs by Colorado, getting a 12-point win, beating them 81-69. Trey Woodbury had 25 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, went 11-15 from the field. Very efficient night by Trey. But to me, and just the parts that I got to see, and you sent me a text, I got in there, there was maybe 2 minutes left in the first half. To me, what Trey Woodbury did, even more than his 25 points, the way he moves the ball around.
Yeah.
He was getting everybody going. Everybody was sparking off his ball movement, whether it led to an assist or it was a pass to start an extra pass, Trey Woodbury was special. Played lights out for UVU, and they got a really good win against Colorado. The other team doing the work, University of Utah women's basketball team, getting a really nice win over Princeton last night, and they now advance in the women's NCAA tournament to the Sweet 16. First time for Lynn Roberts, and happy for her, happy for this women's basketball team. I just want to see them keep running.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't care if it's UVU and the NIT or the women's NCAA tournament. I just like talking about teams playing deep, meaningful runs in March.
Yeah.
And it is fantastic for a chance for UVU to play in a NIT semifinal game. And you heard Mark Madsen talking about, man, I wish we were in Madison Square Garden. How cool is that to be able to play at MSG? But sadly, that's not going to be the case. It'll be in Vegas, which I believe actually is in the Orleans, which you go from Madison Square Garden to the Orleans.
It is not.
It's quite the drop.
Stop it.
I think it is. I need to double check, but I'm pretty sure it's at the Orleans.
They're going to set up a basketball court in the hockey puck. You know it. Don't you dare tell me it's in the Orleans.
I'm pretty sure it is.
That is just not cool at all. I love the Thomas Mack.
I do too. I love T-Mobile. I love MGM.
Hate the Orleans.
NIT.
I hate the Orleans Arena. I love the T-Mobile. That's a really nice arena.
T-Mobile's great. Yep.
5 or 6 times.
We almost saw a fist fight there.
Is that where we?
I think it was T-Mobile.
Was that the first year the Pac-12 tournament moved into T-Mobile?
Yeah, hosted by UNLV, the 2023 semifinals and championship game will be played March 28th and 30th at the Orleans Arena.
Oh, that's a bummer.
In 2024, it'll be played at Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indiana.
Well, Scotty, they're saying that this Cincinnati game at the UCCU Event Center, this UVU-Cincinnati game coming up on Wednesday, they're saying it's the largest event in that UCCU Event Center since Showdown Fights 8 that I called.
Wow. I mean, that was the pinnacle of sporting events in that arena until apparently coming up on Wednesday.
You know, records are set to be broken.
Is that where the... No, that wasn't the corn...
I made that up.
That's not the corn-fed method, is it?
No, that was bully beat down.
Yeah, okay.
No. This was some Jan Jorgensen fights were in there.
Nice.
Some DeMarcus Johnson fights. I think even an OC fight or two, maybe.
Not hating on that.
Goes back a lot of years.
Yeah. All right, there's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
Well, the injuries continue to pile up for Hornets point guard LaMelo Ball, and now he's absolutely just completely shut it down and says, I hope to be ready for training camp coming up in September. When you get to the point in March where you're talking about, I anticipate being ready in September, that's not a good sign. Suffered through all kinds of injuries, especially with the ankles. Sprained his left ankle 3 times, fractured his right ankle. He's only played 36 games moving forward. Said, quote, it's tough. I mean, probably annoying just going through it, but I'm still alive and stuff like that, so he can't really be too mad just going through the rehab. Do that whole process and try to come out on top. Walking in a boot and leaning on crutches after undergoing that season-ending surgery back on March 1st. He'll never play 82 games. I don't know how much his heart is really into basketball instead of the lifestyle that comes from basketball. So I would not... If I was Charlotte, I would not count on him being a regular fixture in my lineup for 70-plus games a year.
Definitely not a contender piece.
Nope.
He wouldn't even be a fourth or fifth piece. Well, I don't want to be too critical. Maybe a fifth piece. LaMelo Ball is the best Ball brother.
Yeah.
Actually, by a long stretch, in my opinion. And he is entertaining, and he is quirky in a court. He can do some pretty fun things. I can't remember who it was he was digging on. I think it was maybe Mike Conley when he was doing the height thing. Did he drive over the top of Mike Conley or something and did the height thing as he went by?
Yeah, kind of
put his hand by the court.
Yeah.
Like you're too small, man, or something. He's got an ego, and he's pretty fun to watch, but I do not think he's a piece on a contending team.
All right, there's your bad, and finally, let's get to the ugly.
And, of course, the ugly.
So, MMA fighter Ari Lapicus died on Monday in Italy, suffering from injuries sustained in a motorcycle accident. It was confirmed with ESPN, just 27 years old. Part of the ONE Championship team, who sent out a statement, said, "We're heartbroken over the tragic passing of our fighter. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his loved ones at this time. Crashed his motorcycle into a vehicle driven by a 69-year-old woman in northwest Milan, had to be airlifted via helicopter to the hospital in the city. He was in a coma until Monday. He was 14-2 on the season, was born in Italy, had competed against former UFC lightweight champion Eddie Alvarez in 2021, and about that actually went to a no contest due to punches in the back of the head. Let's see. His most recent fight was a loss to a fighter. I'm not going to pronounce his name. Lapicus began his pro MMA career with 14 straight victories until suffering a loss. But a young, certainly up-and-comer, and unfortunately taken away too soon.
So I did see the Eddie Alvarez fight. I followed Eddie Alvarez really close. He was actually one of the bullies in Bully Beatdown and kind of the beginning parts of his fighting career. So I know Eddie pretty well. And I remember parts of that fight. What can you say about driving motorbikes, man? You know what I found about most motorbike accidents? Very rarely is it their fault.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's typically the traffic around them.
Yep.
It's the cars and people making decisions around them. I hope that my kids never drive motorbikes. Or motorcycles? What do they call them now? I got in trouble for saying one. I think it's motorcycles.
Yeah.
I tell my kids I don't want them to do it. I never did it because my mom was a nurse, and she saw too many people come in with their heads collapsed in.
Yeah.
And all I can tell you is you can be as safe as you want on a motorcycle or a motorbike. It's the people around you, man.
Yeah.
This it sounds like this woman.
69-year-old woman, and I don't know who's to blame if she didn't see him and or whatever the case was, but yeah,
that's tragic, man. Guy at the top of his fighting career and gone way too soon.
All right, 1:45, Hans and Scotty coming up next. It's another edition of Whole World News straight ahead right here on The Zone.
Wherever you go, The Zone will be right there with you every step of the way. It's the all-new KSL Sports app.
I love it.
Where you can listen to The Zone wherever you may be.
Listen to me, this stuff is available everywhere.
It's your new home for streaming The Zone and getting all the latest news, insight, and analysis of the teams you can't live without. It's the all-new KSL Sports app. Available now wherever you shop for apps.
Go!
It's time to span the globe for the hard-hitting news you care about. Well, not really. But hey, at least we found it interesting. This is Whole World News on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
You got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands.
Oh, boy. Time to classy up the joint. Ron Boone's going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. Time to mind our P's and Q's because we got basketball royalty coming.
Hallelujah. Need something people can hang on.
Yes, sir.
So, Scott, a couple things in old world news today. I just wanted to catch up on our 90s action movie bracket we've got going. There's been some big upsets. I actually love the Sweet 16. The Sweet 16's come together. The round of 32 had a lot of trash, and some of that trash continued into the Sweet 16, but for the most part, I think that our movie bracket is pretty solid in the Sweet 16. We did lose Face Off.
Yeah. That doesn't, I mean, I'm not happy about that.
Well, Face Off lost to Air Force One.
And yeah.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Not happy. I mean, Air Force One's a fine movie, By the way, Air Force One up against Die Hard with a Vengeance. Die Hard with a Vengeance needs to move on.
Oh, for sure. So Lethal Weapon beat Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat is my mortal enemy because it beat my favorite Hard Target.
Ooh, Speed against The Rock?
That's your best matchup.
Oh, man, that's
a
rough one.
Actually, The Matrix versus True Lies is probably the best matchup.
Yeah, this isn't bad, actually.
No, the Sweet 16's good. Cliffhanger versus Broken Arrow?
Broken Arrow is definitely the... they are the Fairlane Dickinson of the whole thing.
Yeah, they shouldn't be in it, but they are.
Yeah.
Terminator 2 versus Rush Hour? That's going to be a really good matchup.
Yeah.
By the way, the voting on this opens up on Thursday. The voting on these opens when the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament opens.
Yeah.
We're trying to keep this kind of the same pace as the tournament, just because we do have the full 64 field, and we're just opening this up and having a blast. Point Break taking on Independence Day.
That's a tough one.
It's a really good matchup.
I'm afraid Independence Day might win that one.
I hope not. The one that needs to go away, The Mummy taking on Con Air.
The Mummy making it this far is a little nerve-wracking. It should not be there.
Should have been out at round one.
Yeah.
But if it gets past Cyrus the Virus...
If it got past Heat, it's getting past Cyrus the Virus. Jeez.
You know, here's the thing. Broken Arrow actually had a pretty easy path. Like, they took on another 48 Hours, which was an easy W. Then they got Predator 2, which is not Predator 1. And so...
Predator 1 was not in the 90s field because it was in the 80s.
Yeah.
We've had some people mistake that.
Independence Day knocking out Total Recall. I don't know. Makes me wish I had three hands to vote for
Total Recall.
Total Recall.
Me too.
Jeez. You want me to? So, I don't even know.
No, he's fine.
No, it's fine.
So the tough one was Point Break versus Twister in the round of 32. Twister shouldn't have been against Point Break in the second round.
No.
But that's how it worked out, and Point Break beat it, and they advanced. And they will beat Independence Day. So these are the matchups I'm expecting. Sweet 16, Terminator 2 versus The Rock in your Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Terminator 2 versus The Rock. Cliffhanger versus Point Break in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Who wins between The Matrix and True Lies?
I don't know. I've not decided who I want to vote for on this one. I mean, The Matrix was an incredible movie.
This one really is tougher. And Hans, you and I talked about this, like the comedy of Tom Arnold in this. Like,
it was
sneaky good.
Yeah, it is.
It's overall, like, honestly, the movie from, you know what? I got to go True Lies. In the spirit of what we're looking for in our 90s action, True Lies fits the bill.
It's there.
Yeah. I got to go True Lies.
So
you as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
So True Lies probably meets up with The Fugitive, would be my guess. And they're going to, True Lies are going to destroy The Fugitive. And then it'll be Die Hard with a Vengeance, probably versus Brendan Fraser.
That makes me sad.
Die Hard with a Vengeance should take out The Mummy. But as Lloyd told me, as The Mummy beat Heat in the first round, a 116 upset, I guess there's this weird cult following for Brendan Fraser that's out there voting on everything Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser's the it man again, all of a sudden.
And we did have this insane influx of voting. And I'm wondering if somehow this kind of got out there in the Brendan Fraser viral world and people started voting for him. I don't know.
Brendan Fraser's out there tweeting it. Didn't think he had a lot going on in his life right now. All of a sudden he wins an Academy Award.
He did win one?
Yeah. Called The Well was the show, and I have not seen it, nor probably will I.
What do you know about it?
Nothing. I know that
it's obvious
he was in it. Everybody was fired up to see him back in a movie, and he won it.
I guess it's been out for a while, right? Is it available? Is it in theaters? It never went through theaters. I've never even heard of The Well.
You probably Redbox it. Is that still a thing?
It is.
Really?
Yeah. Every Walmart still has it. Yeah. Every once in a while, I think it. Probably a better bargain, but I've got that Prime Video, so everything's about $2.99 to rent anyways.
Yeah. Plus, you don't have to worry about oh, crap, do I need to have it back tonight? And then driving back like a speed demon to...
People still do it. They still rent a lot from the Redbox. But I think the Redbox is almost as outdated as Blockbuster now.
Yeah, I think so. I don't even have... Do you have the ability to play a DVD?
I do through the Xbox.
Oh, I guess I have that too. Yeah.
Yeah, so you could play a high-def CD through the... Or DVD through the Xbox, if you had to.
My wife gave me some old DVDs to... remember Simon and Simon?
Yeah, sure.
So she gave me the whole box set for my birthday a few months ago. But I didn't have a DVD player, so I bought like a $30 like cheap DVD player to hook it up to my TV in my bedroom. But there's no way it could handle a Blu-ray or anything nice.
For Simon and Simon, huh?
Yeah.
Did you go through it?
We busted through a few episodes.
Were they attorneys or detectives?
They were detectives.
That's right.
Two brothers.
That's not one I watched when we were
It younger. Was awesome. I loved that show growing up.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. It was one of my favorites.
Did you like MacGyver?
Love MacGyver. Although it got weird there at the end. Yeah. They tried to have him fall in love every episode, and I was like, I don't want to watch this.
MacGyver and Fall Guy were my go-tos.
Because Fall Guy seems a little old for us. Like, I don't remember it even being a thing.
Man, I watched Fall Guy every Thursday. Right before, they had Fall Guy on, it was probably reruns, I'm sure, but it was okay. Right on before Perfect Strangers. And that was Thursday night. Wednesday nights, they had Family Ties and The Cosby Show. And then Thursday night, they had Fall Guy and Perfect Strangers. And I was a huge Balky Bartokimos fan. Huge. And Cousin Larry.
Doing the happy dance.
Oh, that show still stands as one of the best all time.
Now, to me, like, it was A-Team, Knight Rider, MacGyver. Those were my...
You know what? I think our next bracket's going to be is sitcoms.
'90s? '90s sitcoms?
We probably need to... Because you're going to have more than a field of 64 if you just take best all-time sitcoms.
I think '90s sitcoms.
Maybe combine it with 90s and 80s. Can you get a full 64 of good sitcoms out of the 90s? Probably.
Already in the works for next year.
Yeah.
All right. Hans and Scotty. Rich is with us. We're live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. We can't really emphasize this forever warranty enough because there's something when you buy a vehicle, and let's be honest, you guys do everything you can to keep the price low, the interest rate low, but it's an investment. And so when you make that investment, you want the peace of mind knowing that vehicle is going to be on the road for a long, long time. And having the thought process like, I could own this thing for 10 years, put 300,000 miles on it, and if the engine goes out, transmission goes out, it'll be covered.
That's right. And you know, with the price of cars the way they are these days and how it impacts the family budget, who doesn't want that now?
Yeah.
And it was something we never had in the past. You can go all through the 20th century. We sold cars for 100 years then. There never was one of those warranties.
No.
It wasn't until we came up with it 4 years ago and offered this service. It's unprecedented, and it's fantastic.
And it's free.
And it's free. Comes with the car. And not from some small corner lot that doesn't have a service department or has to push them somewhere else to get the work done. We do it. If you happen to move out of the area and you're not close to Tim Daly anymore, we understand that. Americans move. We move a lot. But that warranty goes with you wherever you go.
Love it. Absolutely love it, too. And it applies not only to your new vehicles, but the majority of your used inventory.
The vast majority of our used cars. And everything goes through an inspection process here, so the cars are wonderful. They're fantastic. I've only been here 8 years, as your staff will point out all the time. Hans always tell me, Richard, you haven't been here for 50 years. But Tim Daly's been here for 55 years now. And so we've been taking care of generations of family. That's how we sell. That's how we service our customers. Well, they're part of our family. Family's what it's all about.
Crazy low interest rates to go along with that forever warranty. You've got the selection. I know that, look, selection's been hard over the last few years, but now it's ramped up, and you've got a great selection of vehicles. Even, you mentioned, what, six of the new EVs, too.
Yeah, six of the new EVs. The Aria is here, our SUV, electric vehicle. Plus, we have some Leafs here, which a lot of our clients already know. They're both fantastic vehicles. I have Frontiers, Titans, trucks. SUVs, I have sedans. We have a beautiful selection of vehicles right here. We just sold one of our brand new Z cars, which sold to one of the local people here. It was fantastic. We got another one coming.
It's good to see you guys back in stock. I mean, having six Arias on the lot, I mean, that's shocking. But it's nice to see that you're able to get stocked back up after years of real lean times.
Real lean times. That pandemic put the hurt on a lot of dealerships. But the nice thing about us is we're ahead of the pack when it comes to loading up on inventory. If you look around, you drive around, you see what's at the other stores, and you come here, and I have people that are shocked. Wow, you have a lot of vehicles here, Rich. Yeah, we do. I have the best buyers in the business. And when it comes to Nissan products, we've been with them for so long, we're first on choice of what we can get from the factory.
Let's go. 4528 South State Street. It's Tim Daly, Nissan in Murray. Get down here, say hi, right here on The Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.